happy to be here at Outside Lands with a great band, The Wild Feathers. And guys, do you mind introducing yourselves?
No problem. I'm Taylor Burns right over here on the guitar.
I'm Ben. I play the drums.
I'm Ricky Young. I play guitar as well.
I'm Preston. I play lead guitar.
I'm Joe. I play the bass.
And by the way, if you're wondering about that crazy sound, it's Fishbone in the background, so hopefully we'll be able to catch a little bit of their show in a little bit. Are you guys having fun? Is this your first time at Outside Lands?
It is, and we are having fun. A little early start today, but it's been a lot of fun so far, a lot of Bloody Marys, a lot of Heineken. And we wish we could stay longer to see like Dawes and Willie Nelson, but we got a job to LA, unfortunately, tonight. But
that's right. As I understand it, Southern California Date is in Hollywood tomorrow night.
Yeah.
You're not going to make it to my hometown, San Diego, but...
We will in September.
Okay, that's right. Tell me a little bit about that. Tell me a little bit more about your tour with Willie Nelson and coming down to San Diego.
Well, we're going down to San Diego with ZZ Ward. So Willie Nelson and then ZZ Ward. And they're both kind of West Coast. I don't know. We're pretty much solid till November. So we'll be out on the road, probably hitting any city that's on the map, pretty much, yeah.
Well, when you guys are down in San Diego, feel free to call me up. I'll get you guys some good restaurant recommendations,
all right.
Okay? All right, great. What I really want to ask you guys about is your album, finally. It's out.
It is out.
Tell me a little bit about that, Taylor.
We worked real hard on it. We recorded it with Jay Joyce in Nashville, Tennessee, and we're just happy and excited to see what it does, and we can't wait for everyone else to hear it. So
that sounds great.
It's finally out, yeah.
That sounds great. It's been getting great reviews. You guys have a great solid sound, a lot of influence, like Stone, some nice heavy rock, but also Southern rock and folk. Can you tell me a little bit more about your influences, Preston?
The influences for the band, I would say definitely, like you said, the Stones, Zeppelin, the classics, really. We all come from the same musical background, and it's just nice that we all see eye to eye on what we're trying to do, and
it's pretty simple, really.
It just kind of happens, and it's a good thing.
Speaking about people that you admire, you know, the classics, etc. Have you guys ever done covers? I mean, are there any bands that you'd love to just cover a song?
Yeah, we've done some band covers. We've done a Zeppelin cover. Yeah, band Zeppelin, which kind of I think is almost a good description of our sound in a way. Who else have we done? A good Betty cover. Yeah, that's what all I can think of.
Leave on Home. Band kind of also.
Yeah, and all them are big influences on us. So, and also it's just fun to do that every now and then. You know, get to play some jams that somebody else has already done. Kind of make it your own, but also kind of pay homage to it at the same time.
Speaking about touring, you got a solid schedule, like you mentioned, till September. Do you enjoy touring, or do you like being in the studio, or do you like surfing? I don't know.
We love touring. It's we love writing and recording. Obviously, it's what we do, I guess. But the real enjoyment and like a real release, if you will, is playing on stage. So if you get to do that every single night or every other night, it's a really good feeling. You know, you feel like you're working for something, and then, like I said, there's a release. So. But yeah, studio is fun, but we prefer to play, so we have no problem touring. Talk to us in 5 years and see how we feel then, but right now it's a lot of fun. We're really enjoying it.
Well, that sounds great. Are there any special memories, some great cities, great shows? Who have been your best crowds? I mean, obviously you guys are from Tennessee, so I'm sure you have lots of solid fans there.
I think probably all of our greatest moments, we got to open for Bob Dylan for two shows. We played the Palace Theater in Louisville, Kentucky, and it's just an old 100-year-old theater, beautiful, great sounding room, and just to share the stage with a legend like him was a truly unbelievable experience. It's something I will take to the grave with me. So that was definitely one that sticks out in my mind.
Great. You know, I would love to continue this interview, but I think I'm going to bug you for two things. One, a portrait, if I can take a picture of you guys.
Sure.
And second, maybe we could just like all go wash Fishbone. Because
yeah.
I don't know if anybody can hear a word that I'm saying.
It's fine.
Okay.
We don't do interviews unless Fishbone is playing in the background.
Yeah. Okay.